WHFR Dearborn. You are listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is the Motor Live Drive. Today in the studio, we've got In the Tradition. They will be up in just a matter of minutes. We're finishing up the sound check. I wanted to tell you what we heard in that last set. We started out with the Czars, who were playing up at the Elbow Room Friday night. We heard them doing Her Watery Lair. Then we heard the Rogue Satellites doing Old Fashioned and the Furs doing Clear Throat. That was the thing you heard last. They are playing Friday night at PJ's. This is WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. My name is Margaret. Motor Live Drive is about to begin in a matter of minutes. We've got an 8-piece band called In the Tradition coming in. Haven't gotten the thumbs up yet from the sound engineer, so we're going to try to squeeze in one or two more in the meantime. Charles Buddy Smith is playing this Saturday night at the Harbor House. It's kind of an anti-techno show. He's got a CD called Resurrection, and we're going to listen to something off that called When You Lose the One You Love, and he's playing Saturday night at the Harbor House.
When you lose the one you love, you know it makes you feel so low, and you can't find peace of mind no matter where you go. Oh, and you see so many pretty faces, but none of these replaces the girl in your heart, the girl that
Buddy. That's Charles Buddy Smith there. Wow, what a voice. He's going to be playing at the Harbor House down in Greektown Saturday night. Oh, that was off a CD called Resurrection, and that was a bonus track called When You Lose the One You Love. Great vocalist and great supporter of Detroit. The Swamp Sisters have two shows going on this weekend. Saturday night, they're going to be playing as part of the DIY show at the Loving Touch. And then they're also playing, I believe, let me just see if I can find it quickly. They're going to be playing at Smalls on Friday night with Outrageous Cherry and the Crooks. Let's listen to the Swamp Sisters doing the Sailor. And if we got time, we might get the Woodman in there. But keep in mind, we are anticipating going live within the tradition as soon as our sound engineer says it's a go. In the meantime, let's just keep the music going. Here's the Swamp Sisters doing the Sailor. You can check them out Saturday night at Love and Touch and Friday night at Smalls. Well, we're going to turn them down. That was Woodman. We've got a go from the engineer. We want to get this show started. We've got an 8-piece band here in the studio. We've got guest DJ who's going to host. The Jazz Monster Slayer is going to be with us. Mr. Terrence Tyson is going to be doing the interview for this show. Just wanted to remind you that you did listen to the Swamp Sisters on that last set doing Sailor. And okay, maybe we haven't fine-tuned yet. Let's bring back up Woodman, who is playing along with the Swamp Sisters Saturday night at the Loving Touch. But I'm telling you, we are mere minutes away from going live.
The stars take us up, the tides have had enough. Someone it still comes on. that everything's all right. In the wide eyes of man, the wide eyes of man.
You are listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. That was Woodman doing Wide Eyes of Brandon. We have Terrence Tyson in the house. I'm going to get out of the chair and make room. It's nice to have you here today.
Well, thank you, and it's nice to have in the tradition here at the station making waves. And
keep going.
Okay. I'm going to get them started right now. Whenever they're ready for their first song, they can just jump right into it. But this is Motor Live Drive at 5, where we bring in a local band each and every week. And just to let you know about some upcoming Motor Live Drive at 5 concerts, June the 1st, next Tuesday, we'll have a country rock band, Southern Express. June the 10th, we'll have Americana singer and songwriter Jill Jack. She's been here before, I believe.
Yeah.
On the 17th, we have Root Stand, which is a bluegrass and country band. And coming up on June the 24th, well, it's to be announced. We just don't know exactly who's coming, but it'll be a hot summer lineup coming in July, too. They'll be hosting the Reelers, the Satin Peaches, and Natives of a New Dawn. And Margaret?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the band In Tradition is here, and while the band's not done setting up, do you want to do a little bit of an interview with the manager? Because there's a whole lot of exciting things happening that they're getting ready to do out down at Alvin's to tell you about.
Okay, and we will say hello.
Hello. We'd just like to thank WHFR and the drive for getting us here and inviting us in, and we are sure that you're going to enjoy what you hear. In the tradition is about to launch their first TV pilot. It's all about jazz, taking jazz from its roots and beyond for television. The pilot taping is set for Saturday, June the 12th. At 11:30, and we're looking for you all to line up to come in and be a part of the live taping that will take place at 5061 Cass Avenue at 11:30, June the 12th.
That's wonderful. Yeah, because, I mean, jazz music on television, you don't even see it. I mean, on award shows, I mean, you might see maybe a little one or two two-minute performance by the artist, and then it's over with. I mean,
and especially at this time when jazz, jazz is here to stay. A lot of people think it's gone away, but In the Tradition is here to make sure that we're able to preserve jazz, and that is the reason for us taking jazz from its roots and beyond and bringing it back home where it belongs. A lot of you all don't even know that Detroit is known as the saxophone capital of the world. A lot of people didn't even know that.
No, I didn't know that either. I know we've had a lot of great musicians from this area.
Oh, absolutely. And we're looking forward to not only give the audience a chance to see exactly what jazz is all about, but however, how it's put together with the instrument, the composing, the writing, and the work that really goes into the creativity of jazz. And we look so forward to seeing you all out on June the 12th.
Now, this is going to be a kickoff. You're recording it, and it'll be part of a television show that you're producing.
Exactly.
And this is all going to be local artists, or were you, for the most part, and is teaching people about jazz on television?
Yes, exactly.
There'll be educators as well as music being played?
Yes, absolutely.
And do you have a date or any? Have you actually sold the bundle yet? Are you on the lineup at one of the local cable shows or television shows?
Yes, we are on the lineup to take place at W, HPR. That's 89.9, and that is a located in Holland Park on Victor Street. And we'll be pretty much looking to launch that on a Thursday night at 10 o'clock.
And you're going to be doing this regularly, filming down at Elvin's?
Yes. Absolutely.
Good for you. That's amazing. That's great. I'm so glad to have you here.
And we're excited about it as well.
It's like the band's ready to start.
We're ready to go.
Okay, and this first piece will be Mashaka. Thank you. You guys sound good. I was in the tradition doing Mashaka. That's a real nice piece. What is Mashaka? What the name of that piece? Who wrote that? And
yours truly.
All right. So what does Mashaka mean? Does it have a...
That's a Key Swahili word that means trouble.
Uh-oh. But in a good way, right?
Of course.
Well, why don't you introduce the band to us, the band members?
Well, the person speaking to you is Olujimi Tafataona. I'm the saxophonist. You have Charles Hopkins on trumpet, Amari Jindae on vocal and percussion, Brad Shearer on piano. You have Greg Cook on bass. You have Melanie White on trombone. Kofense Chike is on djembe. You also have Brother Jallo on drums.
All right. Well, we're going to let you guys get right into the next piece. This is Oludumare. Did I say that correct?
Yes, you did.
Okay. In the tradition, Motor Live Drive at 5, WHFR 89.3, the station making waves. Thank you. Motor Live Drive at 5, WHFR 89.3. Let's give the band a hand. All right, that was Olu Dumare, and what does that stand for?
That's the Yoruba word for literally God.
Okay, sounds good. And how did the band first form, and how did it become what it is today?
Well, we came together many moons ago, and we started as a quintet, myself and Chuck and Brad were three of the original five members, which also included at the time Brandon Parker and the late Robert Allen. And over the course of several years, we evolved. We added instruments gradually, and we began to explore rhythms dealing with our African heritage and culture.
Mm-hmm. And that was the inspiration for calling yourselves In the Tradition?
Exactly, because we're very versatile and fluid in all of the traditions of the African tradition here in America. That includes R&B, gospel, and various strains of African music. So at various points, you may hear references to some or all of it, and we're keeping it in the tradition. We're keeping it alive.
Okay. Now, you got something special coming up at Alvin's. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Something about TV?
Yeah, what we're doing on June the 12th, we will be filming a pilot for a television show that we're producing, dealing with ourselves and this music and guest artists.
Oh, that sounds good. Okay, well, we'll let you get ready for the next one. This is Along Together.
Yes, our vocalist, Mari Jindai, gives a scintillating rendition of this tune, and it's a selection from our latest recording entitled The Tradition Continues, and we really love her rendition of this, so I hope you enjoy it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sounding great. Beautiful vocals. Love the range there. That was Along Together. You're listening to WHFR 89.3, the station making waves. This is Motor Live Drive at 5. And we have, as our special guests in studio, In the Tradition, local jazz band. And the next piece we're going to hear is Song of the Maasai.
Thank you.
Excellent. You're listening to Motor Live Drive at 5 here at 550. And we have In the Tradition in the house. And let's talk about your website if people want to get more information about the band or purchase CDs. Where should they go?
You know what? I'm going to defer to Mr. Brashear on that. But you can go to www.inthetraditionjazz.com, and we have links there with CD Baby and the Shrine of the Black Madonna Bookstore and Cultural Center, as well as Taylor's Afro Shop for copies of our CDs, and you'll find all of them there.
Okay. And most of the music that you have played so far this afternoon is from your new CD?
Yes, they are. In fact, everything we played is from the latest CD.
Okay, and that CD is? The title of it?
The Tradition Continues.
All right. Tradition Continues. Okay, well, the band has one more piece to play for you, and that piece is Blues for Nate Turner.
Nat Turner.
Nat Turner. Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, one more time. Introduce the band to us before we head out.
Olujimi Tafatona on saxophones and flute, Charles Hopkins on trumpet, Marjan Dye on percussion and vocals, Brad Shearer on piano, Greg Cook on bass, Melanie White on trombone, Kofense Chike on djembe, and Jalo on trap drums.
Okay, and once again, give us that website.
www.inthetraditionjazz.com.
Okay, and your next gig is going to be at Alvin's, correct?
Yeah, we're going to be shooting a television pilot there.
Okay.
On the 12th.
Okay, well, we got two more minutes. You can just take us out with it. Just anything.
Okay.
Just jam us on out.
Let's get an F blues going here on walk. Play two, three.